Hey everyone, ever thought about like making your own cryptocurrency? I mean, who hasn't, right? Well, today we're diving deep into the world of meme coins. Those cryptocurrencies, they kind of spring up from internet humor and trends, and we're going to be exploring a platform called Pump.Fun. That makes launching your own coins surprisingly simple, actually.
Yeah, it's fascinating how meme coins have like captured so much attention. You know, on the surface, they might seem like just a joke, but I think they really tap into this deep, like, human desire for community and these shared experiences.
Like Dogecoin, for example, it started as a meme but quickly gained real-world value. I mean, it became a cultural phenomenon and a gateway for so many people into the crypto world.
And that's where Pump Fun comes in. This platform launched just last year in 2024. It makes it super easy to create and trade meme coins.
So Pump Fun is built on the Solana blockchain, and it acts as both a launchpad where you can create your meme coin and an automated market maker, or AMM, which is kind of like a decentralized exchange where you can trade tokens. Think of it as like a one-stop shop for all your meme coin needs.
That's a great way to put it. And what's really interesting about Pump Fun is its unique pricing model. It uses what's called a discrete bonding curve, which basically means that the price of a token increases predictably at specific market cap milestones.
So it's like climbing a staircase where each step represents a price increase.
That's a great analogy.
Oh, perfect.
It provides more price stability and predictability compared to traditional continuous bonding curves, which can fluctuate more wildly. And this approach can be particularly helpful for like new investors who might be intimidated by the volatility of the crypto market.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'm already intrigued. Let's say I want to create my own meme coin using Pump.Fun. Where do I even begin?
Well, the first thing you need is a Solana-compatible wallet, like Phantom. It's very user-friendly. You just create a new wallet, set a strong password, and here's the crucial part. Save your secret recovery phrase somewhere safe.
I've heard horror stories about people losing their recovery phrases. It's like losing the keys to your crypto kingdom.
Once you have your wallet set up, you connect it to Pump.Fun, and then you can start creating your token. So you'll need to come up with a catchy name, a ticker symbol, like a FUFAL-UN perhaps, and write a description that captures the essence of your meme coin. You can even add some fun media, like an image or a video.
So it's almost like building a brand identity for your meme coin.
It's where the creativity and humor of meme culture really come into play.
I love that. So once you've created your token, you can actually buy some of it before anyone else. But our guide emphasizes the importance of ethical behavior here.
It might be tempting to buy a ton of your own token to like pump up the price, but that's not a sustainable or ethical approach. Building a genuine community around your token is far more valuable in the long run.
So it's about fostering real demand, not just trying to manipulate the market. Got it.
And Pump Fun provides a lot of transparency for both creators and traders. You can track trading activity, market trends, and how liquidity is being managed, all within the platform.
Now, speaking of liquidity, Pump Fun handles that automatically through its bonding curve mechanism, right?
All tokens on Pump Fun have a fixed maximum supply of 1 billion. And each transaction comes with a small 0.5% transfer fee. This automated approach helps prevent something called a rug pull, where a token creator suddenly removes all the liquidity, causing the price to crash.
So it's like a safety net for investors.
You could say that, it's one of the features that make Pump.Fun
Yeah.
a relatively safe and trustworthy platform for meme coin enthusiasts.
Okay, so I've created my meme coin. I've built a community around it, and now it's starting to gain traction. What happens next?
Well, this is where things get really interesting. When a meme coin on Pump Fun reaches a market cap of around 86 SOL, it gets listed on Radium, which is a prominent AMM on the Solana blockchain.
Hold on, you mentioned AMM before,
Sure.
but I'm not entirely sure what it means. Can you explain that a little bit?
Of course, an AMM or automated market maker is essentially a type of decentralized exchange that uses algorithms to manage liquidity and facilitate trades.
Got it.
Instead of having a traditional order book like centralized exchanges, AMMs use liquidity pools, which are basically smart contracts that hold reserves of different tokens. So you mentioned Pump Fund is an AMM.
Yeah.
But it's a specialized one for meme coins on Solana.
Right.
Radium is a much larger AMM that handles all sorts of tokens on Solana.
Okay, that makes sense. So getting listed on Radium is like graduating to the big leagues for a meme coin.
Exactly. And to add even more excitement.
Okay.
When a token graduates, Pump Fun burns $12,000 worth of that token.
Wait, they burn it. What does that mean?
Essentially, they permanently remove that amount of tokens from circulation.
Oh.
Which can potentially increase the value of the remaining tokens.
Oh, okay.
It's a way to reward early investors.
Right.
And generate buzz around successful meme coins.
Wow, that's a really clever incentive.
Yeah.
So it seems like there's a lot of potential for growth and profit with meme coins on Pump Fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine there are also some risks involved, right?
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
While Pump Fun has some built-in safeguards,
mm-hmm.
it's not completely immune to the risks that come with any kind of cryptocurrency trading, especially in the meme coin space.
All right, let's dive into those risks in the next part.
Okay.
We'll explore the potential pitfalls and how to navigate them safely.
Sounds good.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. So we've talked about all this potential upside of meme coins on Pump Fun.
Right.
But you mentioned there are also risks involved.
Yeah.
What should people be aware of?
Well, one of the biggest risks, I think, is the potential for what's called a pump and dump scheme.
Okay.
And even though Pump Fun has some safeguards against creators manipulating liquidity.
Right.
You know, some early investors might try to artificially inflate the price and then sell off their tokens really quickly.
Yeah.
Leaving later buyers with a loss.
So it's like a coordinated effort to kind of create this hype.
Exactly.
And then cash out before the price inevitably crashes.
Yeah. It's a classic market manipulation tactic and something to watch out for.
Okay.
Another risk is the possibility, what are called civil attacks.
Civil attacks. That sounds kind of ominous.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary.
What exactly is that?
So imagine someone creates a bunch of fake accounts.
Okay.
Almost like a digital army of sock puppets, you know.
Right, right.
And they use these accounts to buy up a token.
Yeah.
Making it look like there's huge demand.
Oh, yeah.
Driving up the price.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all artificial.
Right.
And when the person behind the attack sells off their tokens.
Yeah.
The price plummets.
Wow.
Leaving unsuspecting buyers with a significant loss.
Wow. That's a sneaky tactic.
Yeah.
It's like creating a false sense of popularity just to manipulate the market.
Exactly. And because Pump Fun is designed to be so accessible and user-friendly, it can be more vulnerable to these sorts of attacks.
Okay.
That's why it's so important to do your research before investing in any meme coin.
So how can people protect themselves from these kinds of manipulations?
I think it all comes down to being informed and discerning.
Okay.
Don't just blindly follow the hype. Look into the token's performance history.
Mm-hmm.
Check out what the creator is up to.
Okay.
And be wary of any red flags
that
might suggest potential price manipulation.
Our guide emphasizes the importance of like looking beyond the memes and the social media buzz.
Right.
And really understanding the fundamentals of a project before investing.
Exactly. And remember, meme coins in general, I think, tend to be driven by speculation and social media trends, which can make them incredibly volatile.
Volatility meaning like their price can swing up and down dramatically in a short period of time.
Yeah, volatility can create opportunities for quick profits.
Right.
But it also means there's a higher risk of losses.
Yeah.
So it's important to go in with a clear understanding of your risk tolerance.
Yeah, okay.
And never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Solid advice.
Yeah.
So we've explored Pump Fun in detail.
Mm-hmm.
Its unique features, the risks involved. But how does this all fit into the broader landscape of decentralized finance or DeFi?
That's a great question. I think meme coins, as lighthearted as they may seem, are actually part of a larger movement toward a more decentralized financial system.
Decentralized meaning like moving away from those traditional financial institutions like banks.
Right.
And giving more control and power to individuals.
Exactly. DeFi is all about empowering individuals and communities to manage their own finances.
Mm-hmm.
And platforms like Pump Fun,
with
their simplified approach to token creation and trading,
Are
really playing a role in this evolution.
So these meme coins, with all their humor and internet-fueled frenzy, could actually be a gateway to a more inclusive and community-driven financial future.
It's a fascinating possibility.
Yeah.
Of course, there are challenges and uncertainties ahead.
Right.
But the rise of meme coins and platforms like PumpFun, I think, are indicative of a shifting landscape in the world of finance.
Yeah, it's like these seemingly silly tokens are making us rethink what we value, how we build communities, and how we interact with money in the digital age.
And that's a conversation worth having, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Meme coins might seem like a joke.
Yeah.
But they're prompting some serious questions about the future of finance.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this.
Okay.
What do you think the rise of meme coins tells us about our relationship with money in the digital age?
Well, I think it's a reflection of how our concept of value is evolving.
Okay.
You know, in the past, value was often tied to tangible assets.
Right.
Like gold or real estate.
Yeah.
But in the digital world, value can be created and exchanged in new and innovative ways.
Like through memes and online communities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Meme coins tap into the power of shared experiences and online culture.
Yeah.
They demonstrate that value can be found in the unexpected. Mm-hmm. And the things that bring people together and make them laugh.
It's almost like a form of social currency.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And while some might dismiss meme coins as frivolous, I think they're a sign of how the financial landscape is becoming more inclusive and accessible.
So it's not just about making money.
Right.
It's about community belonging and finding new ways to connect with each other.
Exact.
In the digital realm.
And platforms like Pump.Fun make it easier than ever for anyone to participate in this new financial frontier.
But as with any frontier, there are risks involved, right?
Absolutely. It's crucial to approach meme coins with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Okay.
To do your research and to be aware of the potential for scams and market manipulation.
So while it's exciting to see this new world of decentralized finance emerging, it's important to proceed with caution and make informed decisions.
I couldn't agree more.
It's fascinating to see how this all ties together. You know, we started by talking about meme coins and Pump.Fun, and now we're like discussing the future of finance. It's amazing how something that started as a joke can lead to these thought-provoking conversations.
It really speaks to the power of innovation and how quickly things can change in the digital world. Like just a few years ago, most people wouldn't have taken meme coins seriously, and now they're kind of shaking up the financial landscape.
It's like a reminder that we should never underestimate the power of a good meme. So let's wrap up this deep dive with some key takeaways for our listeners. What are the most important things they should remember about meme coins and Pump.Fun?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's crucial to understand that meme coins are inherently risky. Their value is often driven by speculation and hype, which means they can be incredibly volatile.
So don't invest more than you can afford to lose.
Right.
And be prepared for the possibility of significant price swings.
Exactly. Second pump. Fun offers a really simplified and accessible way to create and trade meme coins, but it's not without its risks.
Yeah, we talked about pump and dump schemes, Sybil attacks.
Right.
So it's important to be aware of those potential pitfalls.
Right. Do your research, look into the token's performance history and the creator's background, and don't get caught up in the hype.
And lastly, I think it's important to remember that meme coins are more than just a way to make money. They're a reflection of how our society is evolving, how we connect with each other, and how we create value in the digital age.
I completely agree. Meme coins are a fascinating phenomenon that challenges traditional notions of finance and prompts us to think differently about the future of money.
So whether you're a seasoned crypto investor or just curious about this new world of digital assets, it's definitely worth keeping an eye on the evolution of meme coins and platforms like Pump.Fun. Who knows what the future holds?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll all be paying for our coffee with Dogecoin or Shiba Inu someday.
That's an interesting thought. And it wouldn't surprise me at all. The world of crypto is constantly evolving and it's always full of surprises.
Well said. That's it for our deep dive into meme coins and Pump.Fun. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the exciting and sometimes bewildering world of cryptocurrency.
And remember, the most important investment you can make is in your own knowledge and understanding. Keep learning, keep exploring, and keep asking questions.
Thanks for joining us today, and happy diving.